So at smilejamaica.krcl.com, I put up a blog post about His Imperial Majesty and the show that I did last week, 3 hours of tributes. I invite you to look there. You can hear some of the reggae history about this. So in Jamaica, the Rastas were told by Marcus Garvey to look to the east where a king would be crowned in Africa, and that was the sign that it was time to leave Babylon, as bad brains might say, and head back to Africa, taking the Black Star Line, which was Marcus Garvey's passenger liner that would return people out of the 400 years of exile back to Africa. And Selassie recognized the Rasta movement. He came to Jamaica and he gave them some land in Ethiopia that was called Shashamani. So many, many Rastas who were sincere about this repatriation headed back. So reggae music in the 70s was full of Rasta. So imagine they got to celebrate their living God while he was still alive. And then what happened was in 1974, there was a communist overthrow of His Imperial Majesty. He was arrested, taken to the basement of the royal palace, and most likely murdered there. And so imagine this for the Rastas, because you can't kill God, right? And so Bob Marley, immediately when he heard this, took to the studio to record this single, Jah Live, and listen close to the lyrics, and you'll hear what he has to say about His Imperial Majesty's death. Smile Jamaica. Bob Marley and the Wailers, Jah Live, 1974.